Alan for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
It's the food you grew up with, the food that moulded you, the food that gave you those love handles. It's your local eats.
Oh, it sure is. And Danny Drummond has done it again. He's done it again. Look at Aaron. Aaron looks overwhelmed.
How long's brown sugar? What, 3.5 minutes? That's how long it took me to eat one bowl of whatever this is.
Did you enjoy that? Pappardelle with mushrooms. Well, with porcini. Ooh. And prosciutto.
It is amazing.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Fantastic.
Full video of it will go up later on, but is it easy to make?
Look, it is easy to make, Alan. It's really easy to make. Just got to have the stuff, the good produce, okay? Mm-hmm. So really nice porcini mushrooms. We buy them dried, and we make a stock out of them, so that's part of the sauce. Mm-hmm. Good pappardelle, Barilla egg pappardelle, 7 minutes to cook. The whole dish took, what, Aaron, 15 minutes from start to finish to put together.
Yeah, okay.
Good prosciutto, San Daniel, the best. And the dish is just a delight. It's beautiful. A little bit of mascarpone.
I love you using words that I just don't know how to pronounce. I'm just like, and it's got a real mushroom flavour to it.
It's a bit like a fish called Wanda. Remember when she loves the Italian thing and he's going, pappardelle, parmesan.
That's exactly what it's like. The mushroom flavour in it, the mushroom stock?
Yeah, so we get the porcini mushrooms dry and we put hot water over them. And then we put the mushrooms through the sauce and we add back the water we soak them in to get a mushroom stock.
Yeah.
And fantastic. And we add to that a little bit of chicken stock. There's parmesan in there. There's a little bit of chili, some spring onions, garlic, and a little bit of red onion. And like I said, a tablespoon of mascarpone in there, you're done.
Yeah, fantastic. I need to, I think I'll be able to make this one. Give another crack. I nailed your nacho cheese. Surely I can try this one out as well.
Oh, mate, how easy. How easy.
That's the thing. I just watch these videos. I'm sitting there like a recipe just watching the videos back. It's great. Hey, I do want to talk about this. A pop of Italian.
Orecchietti pop-up. Uh-huh. As you know, we had Orecchietti in town here for about 5 years. We are going to, I'm just keeping a little bit of a lid on it. We haven't set the date yet, but at the Kumbana Bay Sailing Club, we're going to do I might even call it Popacchetti. It's like a pop-up Orecchietti.
I like it. That's very good.
Popacchetti.
I like it. Well, so, you tell us the time, the date, and we'll be there.
All right. Well, that's going to be on it. That pappardelle will be on the menu that night, so watch this space.
Time frame, what are we talking about?
Oh, I reckon the next 4 to 6 weeks.
All right, there you go. The exclusive here at Triple M. And also, I noticed on your Facebook page, Wild Boar Brewery, the pizza burger.
Yeah, we're going down a health path at the moment at the Wild Boar Brewery. Beer and pizza burgers. Yeah, it's good for you.
I'm looking at it. So the top layer is a pizza, essentially, done on top of a bun with pepperoni, cheese. Underneath that, bacon. I'm seeing meat. Under that, like beef, and then cheese, and then chips in the burger. Is that?
That's pretty much it, right? Yeah, all very good low-carb items in there. so if you're on a low-carb diet, hop in. You know, there's about 1.5 million calories in that. Yeah. And we serve that with Lipitor, which is within the blood while you're eating it, stop you from having a stroke. It's a wonderful burger.
No, it does look pretty good. And to wrap it all up, mate, Mother's Day. What do you guys got going on for Mother's Day?
Well, mate, we heard you do the weather just a minute ago, saying that Sunday, Ferguson Valley is going to be sunny regardless of any other weather forecast. Actually, it looks pretty good, the weather forecast.
It does look good, yeah.
We've got a beautiful day out there, Mother's Day, and we've got Grant Hart performing out there, and he's going to be making balloons for the kids. You know, you take a balloon and turn it into a dog. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do that. I think I'd rather be able to do that than cook. Get a balloon and turn into a dog.
You can't eat a balloon dog.
If you're hungry, you can.
So what time is that you guys open on Sunday?
We open at 11 on Sunday and go through till 5. The kitchen shuts at around 3:30.
Perfect. People want to make bookings as well, probably best to contact you.
Yes, ring the Wild Bull on. I don't know what the number is. Google it.
It is 9728-0737. 9728-0737. I just happened to have already Googled it. Thanks, Danny, for
You're
the food,
man.
Mate. I'm going to enjoy it, mate. Thank you.
Cheers.
I'm looking at the news stories today. Number one, probably the dual citizenship that's going on at the moment. Yep. It appears it's flared back up again. A bunch of Labor MPs have been given the boot. The other story that's going on as well is in Parliament. You've got people marching there in regards to, you know, protecting our beaches here in the Southwest. You know, we've got Trump doing all sorts of stuff. North Korea's getting into it with China, having a bit of a conversation. But the number one story I think every footy fan is talking about today would be Nick Natanui suspended for a week.
Mate, Nick Natanui gets a cold. WA's interested.
Now, unfortunately, it didn't quite go his way last night, mate.
Yeah, it didn't, which he used the word dumbfounded, didn't he?
Yeah.
And looking at the AFL.com opinion poll, everyone sort of had their say, 80% thought that perhaps he would have got off as well. But not to be, part of the changing face of the game, isn't it? So he's that duty of care, that's now a big thing.
Well, he did have some comments to say immediately after that hearing. Here's his words on it.
We're obliged to look after each other and play in a reasonable manner, but... like I said, there's going to be so many incidents where guys tackle. I'm sure I'll be in the same incidents in the future as well. So, yeah, I'll just look to go out and play my same sort of footy. And, I'm not going to change anything, as the games go on. Thanks.
And that's what I like. I like the fact that he's not going to change. He's just going to keep doing what he's doing. It's ridiculous.
Oh, he's always, level-headed. But it's interesting the way the game's developed. Tackling as old as the game itself.
Yeah.
But now, that duty of care, what should he have done? He should have factored in that he is 30 kilos heavier than the other bloke.
Yeah, people are going to start having to wear bibs that say their weight on them.
How can you do that in a split second, It's interesting.
Just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Well, he won't be playing this weekend, unfortunately, against GWS in a game that he was probably pretty needed. So, a bit disappointing. But, if you go to his Twitter as well, he's been pretty cool about the whole thing, saying there's bigger problems in the world, basically. So, and he's right. We should all move on. If he's moved on, we should move on.
Exactly.
But still disappointing.
Trends, brands, advertising. Marketing man Barry Urquhart
on Triple M.
Yes, and I've got the man on the line, Barry Urquhart. How are you this morning?
A little bit windswept where I am at the moment, Alan, but other than that, very well.
But you will persevere, you will stay strong.
I think it's called economic headwinds. Well, I can tell you what now, there's physical headwinds at Keysbrook at this very moment.
Hey, today we're going to talk about something that I never really thought we'd be talking about, but petrol stations, servos.
Yeah, let's talk about it over a three-year period, because you only have to go back to 1990, and it was a very different incarnation of what we know as servos today. Back then, we had a service station which typically had two lubritoriums. The franchisee was typically Eastern European, an ethnic, a male. He was walking around in dirty, grey, greasy overalls. His shop consisted of bulk oil displays, perhaps a battery, a few things like that, but not much else. Women never went in there. And then all of a sudden, in around about the late 1980s, Shell decided that, well, there's 52% of car drivers are women. Why aren't we enticing them? Because they're generating between 45 and 54% of our sales at service stations, but they're not coming into our stores. The second incarnation, to a large extent, of what servos are as we know them today, started to transform the shop area with carpet, blue in colour, and the very conspicuous thing, directly opposite the doorway, a refrigeration unit with a hyphenated word, Coca-Cola.
Yes. Almost became a staple, didn't it? Yeah, that changed everything. The huge game changer.
Exactly. So now it's food to go, it's convenience items, it's newspapers, it's health foods, and those sort of things. Now, it's $20 billion a year we spend on service station or servo sort of merchandise. Interestingly enough, we are now just entering the third incarnation of what we refer to as servos, and it's reflective very much of online purchasing and the growth in home or deliveries. We will see in the southwest of Western Australia, around Bunbury and that type of situation, evolving very rapidly but very conspicuous in 3 to 5 years, servos will all of a sudden become the destination point where you can go online, make a purchase, make payment, and organise for delivery to a box inside a servo where you will have the code number, you'll walk in, you'll get your merchandise, because the problem is, when you're getting it home delivered, you've got to be home between 9 and 5 or between prescribed periods, whereas a service station trading 24/7 on the way home, you just go there, you get your merchandise and away it goes. And therefore, servos, the issue of petrol, driveway service and the price of petrol will almost be secondary for our lifestyle.
Wow, so they're going to kind of dive into a little bit of what Australia Post is doing.
Exactly. They are in many instances, Australia Post will be delivering it to your servo,
yeah.
And that's where you'll be picking it up. So you won't have to go to the post office, you won't go to the news agency, because the real problem is both those trade between, you know, essentially between 9 and 5.
Yeah.
This will be a further enunciation of what consumers are talking about is, one, now consumption, instant gratification, but above all else, access and convenience.
Yeah, and geez, that's really smart. I kind of look forward to that.
Well, within 30 years, three changes, and that's the sort of thing with people running businesses listening to this program say, oh, yes, I accept change, but do you accept the rapidity of that change and the quantum nature of that change? That's exactly what we're going to be talking about in Byford for their Community Resource Centre, a public breakfast that I'm doing there about the changes, challenges and opportunities exist if you pick up and run with the ball.
I love it, mate. Thank you very much for the chat today.
Thanks, Alan.
Grant Henley, the Busselton Mayor. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Alan, and good morning to your listeners on this beautiful day.
Yeah, it's looking pretty nice. Not so good over the weekend, unfortunately.
Oh, look, unfortunately, we had a bad weather window of 8 hours that fell right on top of our half iron man. But a big shout out and a big thanks to all the competitors, spectators, and especially the volunteers that make these events happen in some pretty bad conditions, to be honest.
Yeah, I know that you guys are, that there was like an offer of they could do, instead of the swimming, because obviously that was cancelled, they could do instead a 3K run on top of it.
Yeah, did a 3K run to start with, to spread them out a little bit, yeah. And then got them out on the track. But yeah, we... guy smashed the bike record, so that tailwind obviously helped.
Yeah, it was off the ground for most of it, but still managed to get it done. Let's talk about as well the filming go-karts that was happening. That was pretty huge.
Yeah, really exciting. A lot of local people who've been involved in roles and having a look at how a major motion picture is made. So, yeah, a few of us have got out and been extras in that, which is really exciting.
Were you one of the extras?
Oh, look, I might have made a fleeting appearance out there in a voluntary capacity. But, yeah, like the director of Top Gear, producer of Breath, Richard Roxburgh, Francis O'Connor International, you know, really exciting time and great exposure for Busselton.
Absolutely, mate. Now you're in a film, I have to start going through your agent to get you on the show, mate. Now, we've got some great events coming up. At the moment, right in the middle of the Margaret River Open Studios.
Yeah, that wraps up on Sunday, so it's been very successful. Over 100 studios open throughout the whole region, across Busselton and Margaret River at Dunsborough. But also on Sunday, we've got the centenary of the Ludlow town site, so the settlement at Ludlow, the first forest school in WA, and that group will be celebrating the centenary on Mother's Day. And of course, a big happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there for Sunday.
100%, mate. And before I let you go, big event right around the corner, Jazz by the Bay.
Yeah, we're all getting our groove on for that one. Spread out over multiple venues throughout the city of Busselton. Yeah, really looking forward to some of the great musical talent that we have locally, but also that comes down to the event.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's going to be a huge event. Well, thanks for your time today, mate. And yeah, make sure you enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there.
Got Rod on the line from Bunbury. Hello, mate. How are ya?
I'm very well. How are things?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm ready for a laugh, actually. That's what I'm ready for, mate. Give me your knock-knock joke.
All right, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
Nobody who? Yep. Walked right into that one. That's my own fault. Rod, well done for making me look foolish, making me laugh, and more importantly, you've now got a double pass to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Well done, mate.
Cool, thanks a lot.
No problem, take care.
Yeah.
See you, mate. Melbourne International Comedy Festival hitting up Breck May 25th and 26th. Going to be absolutely hilarious.